What's in the news?
I've been quite active, I guess you could say, in an economic way for the country.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. That was Donald Trump before his inauguration. And now that he's president, one of the questions is, what can this self-described dealmaker do to make the economy soar?
Presidents and brands have always intersected over the years, but this is an entirely new level of engagement.
Advertising specialist Abby Klassen wonders what's ahead. After winning the election, Mr. Trump's tweets about some businesses caused a stir.
Make in USA or pay big border tax.
That one sent the stock of GM down 1%. Lockheed Martin shares tumbled when he complained about the F-35 fighter.
We're going to get those costs way down, and we're going to get the plane to be even better.
He's tweeting about specific companies, calling them out on Twitter. And that's having massive effects in the stock market.
Not expecting any of this to stop, Rachel Meyer's company created an app alert to notify firms if they're Trump tweet targets.
It's about thinking through the motions of, okay, how would we react if Trump tweeted this positive thing to us, if he tweeted this negative thing to us?
Klassen says it could be a boon for companies looking to make headlines.
You know the adage about all publicity is good publicity? I'm sure there will be companies out there that think that this is a great idea. And I'm sure it'll be a great way to get on Trump's radar. And if you're on Trump's radar, there's a good chance you're going to be on a lot of other people's radar very soon.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.